Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague Elizabeth Peak, who is a columnist at The Hill, columnist at Fox News, and she's written about an event that I missed entirely. Beg pardon, but I was taken up by war fighting around the world and other crises. The No Kings looked to me to be a turnout of people who were happy in the sunshine in many of the major cities. And they were holding signs that were consistent with being alienated from the present administration. Well, okay, they didn't vote for Donald Trump. They voted for the other candidates. That's fine. The puzzle here is, what was it meant to accomplish? A sort of a gathering of like-minded people who acknowledge the fact that they're not sympathetic to the central government? Well, get in line. Who is sympathetic to the central government? That's the American way. Liz, it started out oddly, No Kings, and it was brought to my attention that the campaign also spread to the United Kingdom, where they had to change it to No Tyrants. I don't know why they didn't go for No Tyrants in America also. That would have made more sense. Because at first I thought it was about that sports betting racket. I don't know what it's called. Something Kings. But in any event, when I finally caught up with it, it looked like people having a good time. What was it meant? What was the message? I didn't vote for Trump?
The message was just a howl of outrage about everything Donald Trump is doing, whether it is defunding the education department. You had teachers' unions across the country turning people out. Randy Weingarten was screeching and howling about everything Trump is doing. It was outrage about deporting violent criminals, even though 80% of the country thinks those people should be tossed out of the United States. You had all kinds of civil libertarian groups, pro-immigrant groups, etc. I think the point of it, if you actually want to sort of treat this as a organized political messaging event, was just to indicate how many people are unhappy with President Trump. And it frankly defies the polling, which shows that President Trump is doing okay. The people who elected him, again, a majority of the country elected Donald Trump. And the people who elected him are, by and large, not unhappy with what he's doing. They want to see criminals deported from the United States. They want to see changes in our education, where so many kids are graduating not able to read or do basic math. And so, you know, it's a sign of the real divide in the country, John, that in Washington, you had a very proud, cheerful, uplifting celebration of the 250th anniversary of our Army's commissioning, which happened 250 years ago. And around the rest of the country, people were just, just angry about everything. So I don't think this really is a great look for Democrats. Again, one of the things they were protesting is that Donald Trump decided to have a military parade in Washington on this day, which had been picked years ago to celebrate the 250th anniversary of the Army, because it was exactly to that day, 250 years ago, that the Continental Congress approved the formation of the Continental Army. But it was also Trump's birthday. And so everyone was like, oh, he's having a big military parade for his birthday. That really, even in the aftermath, the New York Times and so forth, really didn't see anything particularly objectionable in the day's festivities. And I think most Americans were, if you watch the parade, if you watch the program, it was wonderful. It was uplifting. It was historic and actually very charming in the way they depicted past regiments and things like that. So, again, to me, I think the Democrats end up looking again like a sort of angry army of people who have no solutions, no leadership, no answers, but just sort of are angry about everything. And I don't know. I don't think it particularly advanced their cause, but I might be wrong.
Leadership. Is Gavin Newsom leading for the 28 nomination? Your opinion. We have less than a minute.
Well, it's right in terms of name recognition. Kamala Harris is still the number one candidate, right, according to most polls. Gavin Newsom, because he's been frontline on the riots in L.A. and so forth, has certainly been in the news a lot. Maybe that's working for him. I don't think that the mess in California works for him at all.
Elizabeth Peake, writing a column for The Hill, a column for Fox News, and a column right now about No Kings. I'm catching up. I'll get there.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART, or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
L-E-T-E-N-P-C. Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This Labor Day, say goodbye to spills, stains, and overpriced furniture with WashableSofas.com. Featuring Anabay, the only machine washable sofa inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly pricing. Sofas start at just $6.99, making it the perfect time to upgrade your space. Anabay's pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and interchangeable slip covers are made with high-performance fabric built for real life. You'll love the cloud-like comfort of hypoallergenic, high-resilience foam that never needs fluffing, and a durable steel frame that stands the test of time. With modular pieces, you can rearrange anytime. It's a sofa that adapts to your life. Now through Labor Day, get up to 60% off site-wide at WashableSofas.com. Every order comes with a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping, no restocking fees, every penny back. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.